with the American Press Association in Palm Springs, California?
Yes.
We have a little predicament going on here tonight. A whole lot of excitement over a UFO sighting. This is the second sighting we've had in this area in 2.5 weeks. The first one was sighted by a Riverside Sheriff's officer down in Desert Hot Springs, which is just 4 or 5 miles from here. And the second sighting tonight was reported by a little over 250 people swamping the radio station with telephone calls and the police department and the sheriff's office. All of them reporting basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, giving the basic same description. The reason I have taken this assignment is because I saw the damn thing myself. And it just blew me away. I mean, I've never seen one of these before, and I've been around aircraft since I was 5, 6 years old. And I was in the air wing in the Marine Corps. This thing was doing things that aerodynamically are impossible.
Okay, could you give us a description of what happened?
Yeah, I'd say it was approximately 30 feet long. It had 3 evenly spaced lights, 2 red, 1 green. That was them flashing. Emitting from it whatsoever, and no pilot is going to cut his engine at 600 feet above a populated city like this, you know.
Right.
And if he did, he'd drop like a rock anyway. There's no thermal updrafts up here at all. No glider could even get in here. If he took off from the mountain above us here, he'd just go right down the mountain. There's nothing to carry him over. That's why gliders don't even work out here.
I'm familiar with the Palm Springs area.
Yeah. Where are you at, anyway?
Washington.
Washington, D.C.?
No, Washington State.
I made about 60 calls tonight trying to get information to see if anybody else has sighted this thing. I called FAA Palmdale down here, and Palm Springs Tower closed up at 10 o'clock, so they couldn't get anything at all anyway.
Yes.
I've called March Air Force Base, which is the SAC base out here in San Bernardino County. L.A., Tower, Ontario Tower, nothing, you know. Nobody's seen anything. March Air Force Base don't even want to talk about it, you know, which could mean anything. I have to get on the air and say something, you know.
Right.
What can I say? What can I tell these people? You know, 250 of them at a minimum, that's when they stop counting, you know. I have called in reporting this. And the switchboard still lit up like a beacon out there.
Well, what time did that show up, Frank?
Well, the sighting I saw was at 22:50. 10:50 this evening.
How long did it hang around?
Well, so when I was watching, it was about 30 minutes. I mean, I was driving along the highway.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I stopped out here in front of my office, got out of the car, and stood there with my mouth hanging down to my ankles because this thing was flying right over us. Okay? No noise at all. Nothing. I mean, even if a prop had cut his power, you're still going to have prop spin.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and you're still going to have some kind of emitting sound. And this thing was emitting nothing. You know? I mean, I could hear the wind blow out here. No sound at all. And, you know, like I say, people with great minds out here, you know, straight people and everything else have called in reporting this.
Any estimate of size?
Well, like I say, about 30 feet long, maybe 10 feet wide. Doesn't look like a cigar. It's more, you know, kind of cylindrical, really, with rounded end.
Uh-huh.
It's got the 3 lights on it, and it's flying sideways, you know? And there's no fuselage set up like an airplane would have.
Right.
You know, I mean, it looks like a set of wings that's flying through the air. You know?
Yes.
And that's what first blew my mind. You know, there was no tail light. Okay? An airplane out here has got to have a tail light on it.
Absolutely.
You know, there's no tail light on this thing. All there is 3 evenly spaced lights. 1 centered and 2 on the outside. And it's doing things that are aerodynamically impossible. My start stuttering is because I've been awake about 30 hours now.
Okay, what are some of these radical movements that it made?
Turning around at me. no sound at all and going about, estimated speed 75 to 100 knots.
So was this thing operating directly over in downtown Palm Springs?
Man, this thing is floating all over the place out here. Way over Mission Hills area. That's where it was first originally spotted at. And went all the way down Desert Hot Springs area, spun around, went all the way to the other end of the Coachella Valley. Damn near disappeared from sight. Turned around and came back again. And that's the last time I saw it, because I ran in the office and called the station. And Tom Pendle is the DJ on right now. And he said, get all the information you can and get it on the air. And I've been calling and calling and calling, and nobody wants to talk to me. So, do you have anything that I can report to the people out here? Anything I can put on the air that will either satisfy them one way or another, or, give me something I can tell them? I've never been even experienced this before. I've been a reporter for 8 years, and I've never experienced this before.
Well, of course, what you described to me fits the mark pattern of things that have been seen in the past.
Yeah.
But we haven't had any calls from there tonight.
Nothing at all, huh?
No.
Yeah,
and this doesn't surprise us either, because we found that there could be a couple thousand witnesses to an incident and no one will call.
Mm-hmm.
That'll fear ridicule.
Ridicule. They can really, I've been ridiculed so long it doesn't even bother me anymore. But, what can I say to these people, Kid? Just report what it looked like and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. Sure, just as you saw it.
Okay, now, would you have any type of an explanation, theoretically or otherwise, I mean, I can say that the UFO Center in Washington has stated this, that, and the other in their opinion, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it appeared to us that the thing that you observed was just moving around in complete defiance of all the laws of gravity and aerodynamics. And this fits directly into the pattern of the type of objects that have been seen all over the world for the last 30 years.
Okay, that sounds good. What part of Washington are you in?
Seattle.
Seattle. Okay. How do you spell Seattle? S-E-A-T. Okay.
Same morning.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I know one of the sheriff's officers that saw it. I'm a law enforcement. he's gotten numerous harassment calls from people in this area and people out of this area and everything else, calling them frauds and things like this. So when you were talking about ridicule and stuff like that for people reporting it, I can understand why some people don't want to report it, you know?
Right.
So, listen, I really appreciate it, Robert.
Okay, what's your last name again, Frank?
Crandall. American Press Association. Card number 00083.
Okay, well, you were the lucky one to see that thing tonight.
Yeah, me and quite a few other people. My wife was going spastic in the car. She'd never seen anything like this before.
Any rumors of photos taken?
No, that's what we're looking for right now. If I find out anybody's taking a photo, I'll go over and wake him up 2 o'clock in the morning. Buy a film from him.
Yeah.
I'll get it over to the paper and have him develop it for me, and we'll have something to print. But really, about the only thing they would be able to get, unless they really had some specialized equipment, would be just three lights. You know?
Right.
And really, at the speed it was moving, they would have to have at least a good shutter setting on there. Or they'd get, you know, nothing but a blur.
Right.
So, like I said, hopefully somebody out here is a UFO watcher and has got the specialized equipment necessary to take that type of picture. You know?
Right.
Hopefully.
Where did you pick up our number?
From FAA Palmdale.
Palmdale, okay.
Yeah. They gave me the number and said, we can't give you any information because we have no information. But, you know, you can call these people and maybe get something you can put on the air at least, you know.
Right.
So I decided, well, what the hell? Yeah, I didn't know where area code 805 was. So I took a chance and, 805, what am I saying, 206.
Well, sure, sorry, we couldn't have given you more information.
Well, at least I can give them something that some authoritative type, you know, organization has said. You know, instead of people calling in here, we can at least settle them down a little bit. Like I said, it's wishful thinking. Hold on.
15
minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to immortalize you down here.
Okay.
Right on. Thanks a lot.
You bet.